T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, TSO, back in Portland this season after a one-year hiatus. They're going to be at the Moda Center November 24th, two great shows. 3:30 in the afternoon and 8 o'clock at night. And our very, very good friend, Al Petrelli, joins us, lead guitarist. Good morning, my friend.
Brother, it is so good to hear your voice. How you doing?
We're all doing really good here. And in just a minute, we have a proposal for you.
Because, you're going to love it.
Because we know how hard you work at this time of the year. Al Petrelli, lead guitar player, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So glad, A, that you're back in Portland. I mean, it was nice, probably for you to go down and play in Eugene, and it was nice for us to make that trip, but it's far more convenient to see you at the Moda Center.
Not only that, dude, it broke my heart not being there. I mean, I think 19 years we've been playing there. That was the first arena I ever set up in with TSO. I mean, I remember setting up Sideways in 2001, and just it broke my heart not to be there last year. But anyway, we're coming back this year, so that's all that matters.
You know what's great, too? And I don't know how many people even know about this. You guys still wrote a check to the Community Transitional School that you have supported for so long with 92.3 KGON. And, you know, you didn't have to. You clearly didn't do any ticket sales up here, but you still wrote the check anyway. So thank you.
Well, and you're very welcome. And listen, they are such an amazing bunch of people. And like you said, I mean, decades we've been, you know, working together. And that's something that was so near and dear to Paul O'Neill's heart and to his family that, you know, anything less than that would have been, well, just not something anyway, thank you.
I love that when you guys go into different communities, you guys find something that you really want to help out with. And every community you go to, you help out.
We've been doing this for so long, and we've been spending so much time in so many communities. I mean, you know, we've developed such great relationships. I mean, you're talking about 24 years, I think, since we recorded the first notes, and 20 years of touring. I mean, that's pretty much a quarter of a century. A lot of friendships, a lot of family, a lot of tears, and a lot of laughs. So the least we can do is come through and be involved with the community, you know, and more importantly, you know, Paul O'Neill and his family, they've always said that, you know, around the holidays, there's always somebody who needs help. Somebody needs a break. You know, we just want to tap everybody on the shoulder and remind them that it is the holidays, and every ticket that's sold to come see our show, a dollar from that sale goes back into the community where the ticket was originally sold. You know, it's the community giving back to itself. We just like to be involved in reminding everybody that, you know, we need a lot of help around here, and we just want to do our part.
Well, I love this year that you're coming back. By the way, we're talking to Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You have closed your tour here in Portland in the past. You've performed on New Year's Eve in the past. This year, I feel like you are the official kickoff of the holiday season, because thank you for dad rocking for us. You know what that is now that you're a parent. You're performing on a Saturday, which means that we can stay out late.
I know. No school in the morning for the kids. Nobody's got to go to work. It's going to be Saturday night. It's going to be awesome. And listen, the show has grown up. And the last year we weren't there, and again, I apologize, but what our crew and Paul's family have accomplished in the last 2 years with technology being what it is right now, you guys are going to lose it when you see the show this year.
Well, you know what? You guys never disappoint. And since we've been friends now for probably, I don't know, 2 decades, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know how hard you work. We know how the touring schedule is fierce, and that you might get fatigued. Like maybe your fingers are a little bit sore. Maybe your body's a little bit tired. So all week, Al, this is the thing I told you about. We've had 5-4-3-2-1 week, right? We 5th row down to front row, which a little bit later we're going to give away the front row tickets today. But we have had listeners work for it. I want you to give a listen to what we've had them do, okay? Just take a listen to this.
Don't horrible.
So, Al, our theory is that potentially, like if you guys were tired, you could get the Terry Boyd's World players up there just for a moment during Christmas Eve Sarajevo.
Absolutely. That second guy sounded like Cookie Monster.
He did.
That's what we were saying.
It's so fantastic. I mean, that ought to tell you how much
people...
That ought to tell you how much your music really resonates with people. I mean, because we were kind of goofing around, and I'm like, you can put your own, your own twist on it. I go, now if I had the talent of Al Petrelli, mine would be dun 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 dun. That's how I would do it. But I don't have your talent.
Oh man, that's priceless, dude. Listen, you're talking about how this music reaches out to people. I was watching Joe Rogan's podcast the other day, and Elon Musk was talking about us and programming like his new Teslas to like the Wizards of Winter, like, you know, the lights and the blinkers and all the stuff. You know, when Paul O'Neill started this thing all these years ago, maybe he did see it on the horizon, but I never saw how many people this music was going to affect in a positive way. You know, it's a dream come true just to be in a band like this and to do records and to do tours. But it's way past that. To talk to you guys and be friends for so many years and to, you know, to be part of your community and to, for families to come out together and to hear the Cookie Monster sing that song. I mean, my life is now complete.
Well, Al, thank you for all that you guys do. Thank you for the wonderful music. And we cannot wait to see you again on Saturday, November 24th. You got a 3:30 show and an 8 o'clock show. And I always go to the afternoon show and then hang out and hide for the evening show.
Well, I can't wait to see you, brother. It'd be good to put my arms around you again. And listen, it's just, we're thrilled to come back. And it's going to be early on in the tour, and it'll be a first show for you guys and a first show for us. Every show is our first show, and we treat it like that, and we just want to make it extra special this year for y'all.
Hey, Al, thank you. And by the way, just to keep the tradition going, every time we talk to you, you in the past have been making tea. I think one time you were replacing a door. You might have been washing dishes.
I think you were cleaning up the kids' room one time, too.
Yeah. Are you doing anything unusual today?
My wife keeps me honest. There's always something to do. No, this year, I promise, I'm not doing anything other than drinking my coffee when I talk to you guys. I'm like so OCD. I got to do 17 things at once. But, you know, this year I'm learning to, like, slow down and enjoy the moment because 20 years went by in the blink of an eye. And I'm looking forward to the next 20 years, but I just want to put the brakes on just a little bit.
I hear you, man. I think we're all in that same boat. Al, we can't wait to see you. Have a great rest of your weekend, my friend.
You too, my brother. Much love to you guys and your families, all right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.